This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, we talk about time management and the Pomodoro technique. This one might be a bit basic for some of you, but stick around because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes.
Wouldn't it be nice living life like everything was a party? Only 18 years deep and now we're getting started. Finish line clear, so we focus on the target. Wouldn't it be nice if we saturate the market?
Today's song is Wouldn't It Be by Upper West. I chose this song because it's a happy, uplifting message that I thought was appropriate for a Monday. Anyway, it puts me in a good mood to listen to, so hopefully it does the same for you. If you like the song, check out the link in the description, and let's jump into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and one of the hardest things we all need to do on a daily basis is stay focused. This becomes even more challenging when the thing we are working on is boring or uninteresting. Say, mindless paperwork or taxes, for example. There's no end to the systems, routines, and information out there on how to manage your time at work and get more done each day. And I'll be doing an episode to explore each of these in the future. But today, I want to focus on one of my personal favorites, the Pomodoro. If you haven't heard of this fancy little technique named after a tomato, get excited because in this episode, I'm going to break it down for you and lay out a clear path for trying it the next time you need to get something important done. What is the Pomodoro technique? According to the Wikipedia entry on the topic, quote, the Pomodoro technique is a time management method developed by Francesco Cirillo in the late 1980s. The technique uses a timer to break down work into intervals, traditionally 25 minutes in length, separated by short breaks. The method is based on the idea that frequent breaks can improve mental agility, end quote. So by this definition, a Pomodoro is a block of time for work, traditionally 25 minutes long, plus a small segment of time that is used for a break, traditionally 5 minutes long. It's broken down this way based on the argument that we are naturally able to focus for shorter blocks of time, and that by taking these small breaks, we allow ourselves to perform at optimal levels throughout the day. But does it really work? In a 2013 article on 52weeksofhabit.com, Nathaniel Eliason writes, quote, the Pomodoro technique works by addressing two major problems we encounter when we work, Parkinson's law and task size. The problem with most big tasks or assignments we get is that they're broad and intimidating. Write a 10-page paper isn't something that we want to start on because we have no idea when it will end. In addition, if we have 1 month to work on it, the size and scope of the assignment in our minds will grow and shrink relative to the amount of time left. Parkinson's law. But the Pomodoro technique solves both of these, end quote. The Pomodoro solves these issues by breaking down the size of the task into a much more manageable chunk. You are aware, of course, that 25 minutes won't be enough to get the paper finished, but you know that all you need to do right now is work for those 25 minutes. You can wrap your head around this idea much more easily than the whole 10-page paper. So, we know what a Pomodoro is. We know why it works. Let's get into the practical stuff. How do you do it? This is probably the best part of the Pomodoro. It is 100% free to get going, and it doesn't require any special checklists or spreadsheets or any other nonsense like that. Here's what you need: a timer, a piece of paper or a notes app, and a task to work on. Step one, choose a task to be accomplished. And congratulations, because if you've made it to this point, you've probably already done this. So give yourself a pat on the back. Step two, set the timer to 25 minutes. Now, this can be a timer simply on your phone, on your computer, or if you want to spend the money, you can get a little tomato timer. That's what the original Pomodoro was based on. Step three, work on the task until the timer rings. Then put a check on your sheet of paper. And if you happen to be using a notes app or some kind of digital notes tool, just make some marker to indicate that you've done one of the 25-minute work sessions. Now, I tend to use an asterisk, but feel free to use whatever works for you. Step four, take a short break. This break, 5 minutes is good, 10 minutes is good, whatever makes sense for you. Just make sure you keep it short. Step five, every four sessions completed, take a longer break. And for this one, you can do 15 to 30 minutes. The goal here is just to recharge so that you can tackle the next session. That's it. So with something so simple to try that has been proven to work for so many others, what's stopping you from giving it a shot? Let's jump into the quest.
I'm up high right now. Wouldn't it be nice if I never came down? Always on the rise, I forgot about ground. I just wanna live on the top somehow. Someday.
Today's quest is to complete one Pomodoro session. That's a single 25-minute work block followed by a 5-minute break. You'll probably realize that you love this process and choose to do more, just like I did. But in order to get the points, all you have to do is complete one. Once you've done it, send a tweet or Instagram picture with the words, "I just completed one Pomodoro," and use the hashtag #MyTinyLeaps. This is worth 15 points. All right, here's the thing. I want to know who is listening. I want to chat with you and learn about you and see what goals and issues really matter to you. It's really important to me in producing this show that I can put a face to as many of you listeners as possible. And I think I've come up with a great way to do that. For the month of February, I'm going to be making myself available via Skype, Google Hangouts, or phone for 1 hour every single weekday. My goal is to sit down and chat with 2 to 4 of you during those hour sessions and really start to get to know you. But I want to be clear, this is a one-on-one conversation. It's just going to be us, and we can talk about anything and everything that matters to you. To sign up for one of these sessions, go to tinyleapschat.com, and it'll take you to my personal calendar scheduling page with a list of available days and times. I really look forward to chatting with whoever decides to take me up on this, so go ahead and visit tinyleapschat.com to schedule a chat with me this February. That's it for episode 23. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here is a great review by The Customer, and I assume that is a code name or a spy name or the name of a movie. I'm not really sure, but great name either way. Quote, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Love the message." End quote. That is a great Lao Tzu quote, and it is exactly the message of this show. I want to say thank you to you, customer, for taking the time to share your thoughts and leave a review. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.
Wouldn't it be nice living life like everything was a party? Only 18 years deep and now we're getting started. Finish line clear, so we focused on the target. Wouldn't it be nice if we saturate the market? And wouldn't it be great if we could just...